Jim Whittington with the Medford District of the Bureau of Land Management says the agency's four-year effort to update its management plan for the ONC lands hits the sweet spot.
We came up with a plan that actually reduces the acres available for timber harvest, increases reserves and protections, but still is able to elevate the timber volume a little bit.
That means boosting the timber cut by 37% to 278 million board feet annually. Whittington says although the proposal would allow logging to occur much closer to streams than is currently allowed, the reduction was done in a way that will enhance environmental protection
and improve aquatic conditions, allow us to go in and restore more riparian areas in a better way, and allow us to manage for fire in riparian areas that we haven't been able to necessarily in the past.
The plan also includes enhanced recreational opportunities and climate change goals. But judging by the general reaction, most of the parties with a stake in these lands aren't buying it. Of course, that's nothing new. The ONC lands have a long and contentious history. Laid out in a checkerboard pattern across 18 Western Oregon counties, the parcels were originally granted to the Oregon and California Railroad in the 1860s. By 1916, most of the land ended up back in the hands of the U.S. government. Since 1937, the counties have gotten a share of the proceeds of timber sales in these forests to compensate for losing so much of their tax base to tax-free federal land. But as logging has declined in recent years, those funds have dwindled. Loss of that stable source of revenue has left many of those counties with dire budget shortfalls, leading to severe cutbacks in law enforcement and other county services. Tony Hyde is a Columbia County Commissioner and President of the Association of ONC Counties. He says the new BLM plan provides barely half the timber revenue that 1937 law promises.
Which says BLM shall manage all of the timberlands for sustained yield production. It also mandates a minimum harvest of 500 million board feet a year.
Travis Joseph heads the American Forest Resource Council, a Portland-based timber industry group. He makes a simple legal argument.
You've got to follow the law, and the law of 1937, the ONC Act, has not been changed.
The new BLM plan projects harvest values more than doubling to $51 million a year. The ONC counties would share half of that. But Joseph says the proposed plan won't even provide for the number of timber jobs possible under the existing Northwest Forest Plan.
It falls short on revenues. It falls short on carbon sequestration. It will not help recover the spotted owl. And it certainly won't provide the raw materials to make American wood products consumed by every American every single day.
Tony Hyde says the Association of ONC Counties intends to sue BLM over the plan's shortcomings. Travis Joseph says his group is considering legal action as well. Meanwhile, environmentalists have their own issues with the plan. Josh Laughlin with Cascadia Wildlands agrees these public lands should provide for the local economy. But, he says,
there's plenty of work to be done restoratively thinning the tree farms that are out here, and really think that the agency should be focused kind of on that restoration-driven mission in this plan versus ramping up the cut.
Looking at the increased logging, reduced streamside buffers, and changes in wildlife protection proposed in the new plan, Laughlin sees an ominous trend.
What we're really seeing here with this proposal is a dismantling of a larger conservation framework for the west side forests in the Pacific Northwest. And the BLM is ultimately withdrawing from that larger Northwest Forest Plan strategy.
Laughlin says his group and others are combing through the 2,000-page plan and are keeping their legal options open. The public protest period for the Western Oregon Resource Management Plan ends on May 15th. Officials hope to have a final version ready to sign by midsummer. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.